Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome, everyone, to the Transparent Show. My name is Alexandra, and got a good show for you tonight. I'd like to know why I keep sniffing. I don't know why. Okay. Anyway, I've got a good show for you tonight. I got some actual paranormal news I saw on CNN's website that was actually pretty interesting to read. I got some Doctor Who news, some Batman news, and some other news. So, first of all, let me see if I can get this. Today is the September the 9th. I'm going to September the 8th. And I want to say happy birthday, happy 47th anniversary to this sci-fi show. No, it's not Doctor Who yet. But today, 47 years ago today, this show aired. So happy birthday, Star Trek.
About
1:10 our time. No. One 10 a.m. Pacific. About 4:10. No. 1:05 a.m. Pacific. About 4:05 a.m. Eastern. Today, this morning, they officially start filming the Christmas special, the 2013 Christmas special, which, of course, is the swan song for Max Smith as the 11th Doctor, and when we, the story where we get the new 12th Doctor played by Peter Capaldi. God. If you are in Cardiff, Wales, if you got a camera phone, be on the lookout for official Doctor Who filming bands. The internet would love to get a picture of Max Smith and Jenna Coleman as Love Doctor and what was her name? I just lost her name. The companion and possible Peter Capaldi in Max Smith's costume after the regeneration. So if anyone is out there in Cardiff and has a camera phone, be on the lookout. The 11th Doctor Christmas special, 2013 Christmas special is filming. And since this is one where a change happens, everyone is excited about this. Okay. If you know anything about the classic series, the Tenth Planet, the first appearance of the Cybermen and it's the episode that introduced regeneration of a Time Lord. Well, apparently, that story originally wasn't going to have a regeneration. So, it's interesting. In the original draft, the structure is more or less the same. Though a lot of the dialogue is different, some things were cut, especially involving the Cybermen. For example, the Cybermen plan to convert companion Polly and the Doctor into Cybermen. Toward the end of the story, and kept them prisoner in what they described as a waiting room. The most eye-catching difference is what didn't happen at the end of this episode. But of course, that didn't happen, and William Hartnell did leave the series, and they introduced the concept of regeneration. So, okay, got some news about the Series 8 air date. It looks like Series 8 we will have to wait till next autumn, like next September, for Series 8 of Doctor Who. Yes, we will have the Christmas special this year, but then we have to wait 8 months. I know. We have to wait 6 months for the Doctor Who 50th anniversary, but now we're going to have to wait 8 months after the Christmas special to get the first full episode of Peter Capaldi as the 12th Doctor. So, sorry folks, we're going to be waiting. But hey, maybe we'll get some specials. Okay. On to other news. Bryan Cranston has denied those Lex Luthor reports. There were reports that Bryan Cranston was cast as Lex Luthor in the Batman Superman movie. Well, according to him, he's heard the rumors, but he says this is all too new to me. So who knows? But hey, you never know, it's Hollywood. Okay, guys, I got some real bad news, folks. I got some real bad news. True Blood is ending. True Blood is ending. After season 7 next year, HBO is going to be ending the series of True Blood this next year, with season 7 being it. They're going to put a stake through the heart of True Blood and True Blood fans. So, it will end its run in 2014. No one knows when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. But, yep, folks, True Blood is ending. I know, I love True Blood. I like Eric Northen. I want Eric Northen in my bed, but hey. Okay, next. There is a rumor, the Batman, Superman movie. There is a rumor that Timothy Dalton, who played James Bond, who played one of the James Bond, and who also played Rassilon in the two-part David Tennant swan song at the end of time, maybe cast to play Alfred, Bruce Wayne's butler Alfred. Yeah, of course this is just a rumor. People don't know about that, so it's interesting. Okay, True Blood news. I got some True Blood news. The TV version of The Walking Dead is already taking some deviations for the comics. And now, creator Robert Kirkman said that we may eventually see Rick find love again. And hold on to your seat, folks, with Michonne. Now, the question was posed to Kirkman in a Q&A piece at TV Line. And eventually sounds a lot more open to the idea that fans might expect. As comic fans know, the two develop a close relationship over time, but never really takes the turn into a romantic territory. But you never know with the TV show, they have taken a lot of liberties, etc. Okay, there is a new Sherlock Holmes in town. We've had there's going to be a new movie shot about Sherlock Holmes, not the Robert Downey Jr. Version. This version. Ian McKellen, who Magneto and X-Men. It was announced Thursday at the Toronto International Film Festival that Sir Ian McKellen will add Sherlock Holmes to the list of iconic characters he's embodied. A list of characters. He's already played Hamlet, Richard III, David Copperfield, Gandalf, and Magneto. The film is going to be called A Slight Trick of the Mind. The film based on Mix Collins' book of the same name will follow an aging retired Sherlock Holmes as he begins to lose his memory and looks back at a haunting case that's perplexed him. And here's the synopsis. In 1947, Sherlock Holmes, long retired, lives in a sleepy Sussex village with his housekeeper and her amateur sleuthing son. But far from living out of peace, peaceful retirement, he is haunted by unsolved case from 50 years ago. He remembers only fragments. A confrontation with an angry husband, a secret bond, and his beautiful but unstable life. With his mental powers on the wane and without his old sidekick Watson's, Holmes is faced with the toughest case of his life, a case that might reveal to him the mysteries of the human heart. So, the film is set to start shooting in April of next year. So hopefully we'll see it by 2015. And I'm going to okay, for this next Moon News, I'm going to play this music I got because it fits. So let's see if we can turn this on. They have some good news. The franchise is coming back to the big screen. Yes, there's going to be a Stargate movie trilogy. But it's not going to be a continuation of SG-1 Atlantis or Universe. And it won't be hooked up to the original 1994 film that starred Kurt Russell and James Spader. This is going to be a reboot of Stargate, the Stargate series. So it's going to be a trilogy of movies. So yeah, folks have been wanting a actual movie about SG-1, Atlantis, or Universe, or a sequel to the 1994 film, but we're not going to get that, so We probably will see that probably, 2016, probably. Okay, last bit of news. Katie Sackhoff, who played Starbuck in the new Battlestar Galactica series, and who can be seen in the new film Riddick, has revealed that she that she's been in talks to play maybe Miss Marvel, the Marvel superhero Miss Marvel. AKA Carol Danvers. There's been some rumblings about Miss Marvel film. They've been on and off and everything, but yeah. This would be the first female Marvel superhero to get her own film. So yeah, it would be interesting. Okay, I'm going to play some music, and we'll be back when I get back. So, because I found this interesting article on CNN that's actually interesting. I'm going to play some music. We'll be right back, folks. All right, okay, we are back, and welcome back to the Transparent Show. My name is Alexander. All right, I saw this story on CNN. Let me turn down my other computer. Okay. Okay, Ghost Hunters Haunted by New Terror Competition. It's on the CNN webpage, so, it's called Ghost Hunters, Ghost Hunters Haunted by New Terror Competition. So the competition is a new terror. It's by John Blake of CNN. Okay. Right, it was did put on there yesterday morning. Okay, Zach Baggins tiptoes into a darkened bedroom, waiting for a predator. Are you here? Can you talk to us? He asked, scanning in the empty room. Where he just heard footsteps. Baggins was summoned to Victoria's Black Inn in San Antonio, Texas, because something strange was afoot. Excuse me. Joanne Riviera, the inn's owner, told him that disembodied voices threatened to kill her. Invisible hands groped her, and something yanked the sheets off her daughter's bed neck. Leaving bruises on the girl's leg. Baggins, the bus star of Charles Channel's Ghost Adventure series, is prepared to do battle, but what he does not know as he and Riviera creep through the darkness, they are about to find out. Something just came up on me and backed me up, Baggins said, his voice rising in alarm. Rivera turned to respond, and her eyes widened in shock. They have a visitor. Okay, the next section is called Chasing Gigs Instead of Ghosts. Okay, we've heard of ghosts that harass the living. Now people are starting to harass the ghosts. Virtually every night on television, a paranormal investigator like Baggins can be seen trying to summon a ghost or dark spirit all across America. Novice investigative teams are creeping through people's home at night trying to get. Get rid of their paranormal pets. The The public fascination with the paranormal, though, has created a problem. Ghost hunting teams are chasing television gigs more than ghosts. Some investigators said that the allure of fame they say has done what the forces of darkness could not do, turn ghost hunters against one another. The stars of some paranormal shows feud over which shows whose show is real or fake. Local ghost hunting teams refuse to work together because they see each other as business rivals. Some teams refuse to share spooky evidence captured on film because they plan to use it as a demo tape for a potential television pilot or a Hollywood movie like The Conjuring. Some investigators say. Okay. For years, the paranormal communities functioned like an extended family. People bonded over shared experiences with supernatural, enjoying one another on ghost hunting expeditions. Now, though, the feeling has turned and so toxic that some ghost hunting groups have mounted a paranormal unity campaign via social media to get rid of all the paradrama. With all these paranormal shows, we're asking people tonight to unite and quit all the quit being so selfish and childish, and share evidence and experiences with one another. Back in sec. He continues. People don't need to compete against one another. But this may be unavoidable, though, because the law and supply. Because the law of supply and demand is hitting the paranormal community. There's a ghost hunting glut. Too many teams and not enough hauntings to go around, says Bill Wilkins, who created the ParanormalSocieties.com, a national online database of local ghost hunting teams across the United States. Wow, this is something. Wilkins says 4,413 ghost hunting teams are registered on a site. Wow. And 200 more have asked to be added. His site also lists potential cases. Movie producers and casting directors frequently call him. Asking for the creepiest stories and the most telegenic investigators he had to hire an assistant to help him run the site. Everybody seems wants a piece of the paranormal pie. He says sometimes when I post a case, he says I might have eight teams respond. Why ghost hunters are sexy? Paranormal investigators used to be as core as the ghosts they tried to hoax into the open, many hid their vocation from neighbors. And frankly, because they didn't want to be called kooky, now they're cool. They speak at corporate events, land book deals and get get appearance fees at college lectures and paranormal conferences. Ghost Hunters has gone from being nerds to action stars. Some have even become sex symbols. It's true, says Steve Lachance, a paranormal investigator who wrote the uninvited, the 2008 book is a harrowing account of what happened to his family when they moved into an old home. He said was haunted by malevolent spirits. When the uninvited was featured in a Discovery Channel documentary, Lachance said that he was contacted by women who thought there was something hot about a man tangling with the supernatural. Lachance chuckles at his new image. He mimics the voice of Doom, baritone, and moving air. He was the guy who fought the devil for his children. He stood toe to toe with the devil. That's how I guess he says it. Click. Click onto some paranormal stars website, and you'll see men dressed up, dressing, and tight black t-shirts, black shades, and leather jackets, staring into the camera with a grim determination. Most of these stars can be men. Maybe men, but the fan base is primarily women. Baggins, host of Ghost Adventures by the New Ghost Hunter with the Attitude persona. He often talks ghosts during investigations. You know, you want us, you got us. And one of the most memorable scenes came when he took it off his shirt during investigation, revealing his muscles and tattoos. Ooh, baby. there's definitely girls. There's definitely girls into that, says Wilkins of ParanormalSocieties.com. It's a bad boy thing. Baggins has become a brand on his own website. He creates a silver skull with advertising a Twitter needle and a Twitter handle and his own Dungeonware and Necrofusion rock album, which is actually pretty good if you haven't heard the album. It's called Necrofusion. He says he's been criticized by investigators on another popular television show, but he won't say who. It's a function that some shows feel like they own the paranormal. He said there's one show in particular that they talk a lot of crap. And it goes on and on and on and on. Even South Park lampooned the overactive imagination of Ghost Hunting Team by depicting one duo as flinching every time every stir on the wing before asking, "Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Oh my God, do you hear that?" If you haven't seen the Ghost Hunter South Park spoof yet, you gotta see it. It's on YouTube. It's funny as hell. Joel Nichol, who has been investigating hauntings ever since attending his first seance in 1969. He has been featured on many television shows debunking the supernatural and has written a book aimed at disproving some of the most famous cases. It's called Entities, Angels, Spirits, Demons, and Other Alien Beings. Nichols said that he's never seen a ghost or any other supernatural entities in 44 years of investigating. He has a theory, though, why people are so fascinated with the paranormal. He said the paranormal, by and large, promises pretty wonderful things. If ghosts are real, then we really don't die. If I were voting, I would vote that there is a big market for this. Okay, then it goes into the show that started it all. The market for the contemporary fascination with ghost hunters can be traced primarily to one show, Ghost Hunters, on the Sci-Fi channels. Ghost Hunters is to the paranormal field what Sugar Hill's Rapper Delight is to hip-hop. It launched a subculture. The show was developed by Greg Pilagian, founder of Pilgrim Studios, which creates reality shows as like American Chopper and Dirty Shows. The show was launched in 2004 and remains the Sci-Fi top-rated paranormal reality show. Blah 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 blah. Okay. Then it goes on talking about The Conjuring and Ed and Lorraine Warren. About The Conjuring, about that paranormal team and some of their cases. Goes on to talk about John Zaffis. One of the cases. So, okay. It's a pretty long article. Really long. So, yeah. Go to CNN.com. Look up Ghost Hunters Haunted by a New Terror Competition. But, yeah. I can actually see where they're coming to because there's so much drama in the paranormal field right now. So much animosity and about teams working together and everything, and some teams fighting with each other, and how some teams are messing it up for other people. I'm actually all for paranormal unity because, you know, the more fighting that we do in our field, the more we look like total idiots to people outside the field. And our field gets laughed at and people think that we're stupid or we don't know what we're doing. So, yeah, I'm all for paranormal unity. I'm all for dumping the drama in the paranormal field so we don't look like total morons doing it and we get more respect when we do investigate. Hello? All right, that's... those were okay. Must have been me. So yeah, it is 9:55 right now. So I'm gonna. Do we have any music we could play? I do have any quick music we can play. Yeah. So I'm going to play this music, I'm going to play this song, and we'll get back and play the song out. And I'll talk to you all next week for another episode of Para. So this is Alexandra signing off. Later, everyone. Bye. Oh, I do have one more piece of Doctor Who news. if you are a fan of the Doctor Who Revisited special that they've been doing every month from since January, they have announced the 9th Doctor stories that they're going to be showing for this month, since it's the 9th month of 2013 for the 9th Doctor. After the mini documentary, they're going to be showing Bag Wolf and the Parting of Ways. So this is the two-part season finale that basically the 9th Doctor swan song, and where the end of the two-parter ends with the 9th Doctor regenerating into the 10th Doctor, which is David Tennant. I think it's pretty good that they're going to be showing that special. That came through the pipe like 2 days ago. I get all the big Doctor Who news, so. Yes, I know. So I will talk to you all next week, and have a good day, everyone. Have a good week. And I will talk to you all next week. Peace, love, bye.